There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. NFL Combine gets underway today. Ryan Pace, John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. So do you want Marcus Mariota at 7? Here's Mike Mayock.
I would struggle with the Mariota pick there if he was available. I think it's hard to move away from a guy like Jay Cutler. Even though he has some issues, he's still proven that when he plays, he can play at a high level. He cuts both ways, obviously, and Ryan Pace and John Fox and Adam Gase have to kind of figure that out. But I would struggle with saying that at 7 you're going to take Mariota and get rid of Cutler.
That's NFL analyst Mike Mayock, and our NFL insider Hub Arcus joins the show at 5 o'clock today to discuss the Bears and the Combine this week. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Amari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. The NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career. And Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Join the Score and Otis Wilson live from noon to 1 p.m. on Saturday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Fours and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
All the great John Belushi stuff, and you saw they even showed his audition video.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Saturday Night Show. The show is live, so all the mistakes just... All the mistakes happening on this show are real.
When you see these great moments of the first sketch with O'Donohue, and then Jim Belushi comes out to do the Blues Brothers.
Jim Belushi!
It would have been fine if you had told me he was going to explode.
Right now, I am going to talk to Chicago native Jim Belushi.
Oh, my God, no!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's happening.
That's really unfortunate.
It almost really like
I shouted the Belush as loud as I could twice, hoping it would get picked up on air.
Great show. Yeah, I mean, just up. This terrific show, it's and really there he is. It just sucked.
Hey!
Was the worst ever.
Jim Belushi must not come back.
No, we love you.
I must kill him.
Boars and Bernstein.
We'll have a threesome.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Just call me, Shu. We'll see what we can do. 304 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boars and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. And a little football, a little basketball, a little Ernie Banks. Little bit of everything today, but that's what you call February in this country.
And in thinking about the Bears and starting to actually begin to look at a roster and a season, it could be a weird year. I think it's going to be one way or another. This transitional year is going to be very, very strange. And I know once we get in sort of the week-to-week grind of an NFL season, we don't have that. We can't zoom out and say, all right, well, what does this all mean? And why it's so I would say it's going to be a real effort to do that this year, to understand that if they, whatever it is, whether it's 8-8 or 7-9 or some crazy 10-6 and they end up in the playoffs, that we shouldn't overstate or overestimate the proximity to winning a title based on their performance this year, for better or worse.
Right.
It's going to be hard to do.
This is a huge challenge. And, you know, everybody says, well, that second year is the one you watch. That's the second year of the new coaches. That's what the record sort of shows. They're in the Super Bowl. And I thought, well, that's odd, but I guess that's true. So, I mean, to get the Bears to a Super Bowl in 2 years would be how would you describe that?
Oh, ridiculously lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, so many draft picks would have to hit. You'd have to be so insanely healthy.
Yep.
No, not with a roster this old.
I was looking at the synopsis and the look at the combine and everything, and just a little bit about each team. And as I mentioned before, what you're looking at when you start talking about some of the truly bad teams in the NFL is it what all of them have in common? They don't have a quarterback. I mean, it's the usual suspects, and they're there, and they stay there. They don't get any better. They draft some other boob. I mean, All of this, that there's certainly some love to be given. John Fox, I think that's a terrific hire. And Ryan Pace looks to me like that's going to be the right hire. Man, when you start talking about something like that, you say, okay, well, I understand that it's nice to have somebody, but we have to find somebody. And Ryan Pace has talked about that with what Drew Brees means to the Saints. I mean, bad follows these guys. It doesn't make any difference. You look at the franchises, that's who it is. It's not some other guy. There's no other great quarterback on their bat.
Nobody wants to go to the quarterback wilderness again.
Right.
The problem is,
I don't want to, but I think I'm going to have to gear up for it.
Yeah, the problem is if you believe that you've already gotten all you're going to get out of Jay Cutler and you've got one of the oldest rosters in the league.
Oh, my God,
Even if Cutler's great, it's not going to be enough to get you to win a Super Bowl.
No.
The problem is you're looking at that entrance to the quarterback wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a place that sucks.
You're standing outside deciding if you want to pay the $20 to get in.
Yeah, you don't want to go wandering around in there. And the
Titans and the Raiders and the, I mean, I, oh God, the Jets, the other, ooh,
it could happen.
Where do we go now?
But Marcus Mariota doesn't get you out of there, doesn't keep you out of there, and it may give false hope and to somebody who actually thinks he's good just because he's new and different and a new name and he was a good college player. But Ryan Pace, we can say all sorts of nice things about what he said and what he's done so far. Mm-hmm. And I just hope he means what he says when he talks about your best players have to be your best leaders.
Yep.
Because that's not the case with the Bears. It's not true.
No, it's not.
If they really know their team and they really understand what's going on, they don't have locker room leadership that they need. When the kicker is the guy that's got to stand up to the guy acting a fool. The kicker.
Kicker did it, yeah.
And there is another guy who got involved there who I do think is critical to the future of the Bears in a lot of ways, and that's Kyle Long.
Kyle Long, yeah.
That guy can emerge as one of those guys, but at the moment...
Yeah, he can.
That was part of why the offense is just kind of is you didn't have anybody galvanizing the effort. He had a milquetoast head coach who didn't know what planet he was on half the
Baltimore's
time.
Baltimore's looking forward to him, though.
Okay.
I was reading about the, you know, reading the, looking at the world through the eyes of the Baltimore Ravens, and they're looking forward to that kind of offense that he brings to you. Because that's a team, by the way, that continues. They're never too bad because Flacco's pretty good. And another team that you're not working with totally nothing here either, but I'm going to tell you something, that if they're waiting for that team to be great because that idiot's there, I mean, they were 10-6, I believe. Were they? Ravens were 10-6.
Mm-hmm.
That guy isn't going to help you take the next step. That as a matter of fact, the next step is probably backward.
And as I understand it, he's not running his toolbox of concepts. That, as it was explained, that Joe Flacco knows what he wants to do and how they want to do it, mm-hmm. and that Trestman is going to be helping to run their current stuff. Maybe that mitigates the issues with him. If you don't have him just sort of in his own head all the time where nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, that's too frightening for anybody. But they succeed and they get there. They won Super Bowls and they've done a lot of things because they have a quarterback. And, but if you have a quarterback and you turn him over to that guy, you better run what he's used to. Because if you're going to do that stuff he did with the Bears and that offense that's supposedly, you know, ooh, it's a toolbox of concepts. It's so good. They covered the crap out of you last year. You had nowhere to throw the ball but to your running back. They covered it. They had you.
And we need to stop celebrating running backs with high reception totals in the modern NFL.
Because that's an awful sign.
Right? That,
that's an awful sign.
That's a bad deal. Because he gets killed, adds mileage, and it means you're not moving the ball down.
Yeah, you've got to think. Because I don't think your backup now is your next starter. You got to think about that position, too.
No, if they missed on Kadeem Carey, too.
I'm
not ready to say that they did, because I think I would like to see him with some new coaches. And maybe if they do some of the stretch cut back running, it fits his one cut style a little bit better, possibly.
Possibly.
I'd like to see that, but I want everything under consideration.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that Pace had meant what he said when he talked about the kinds of players that he wants on his team, mm-hmm. because it's possible that if they go into this next season with the same offense, he was lying, and I don't want to already think that he was lying. Rob is in Crestwood. Ouch. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. Awesome show. I had a question more directed towards Terry. I wanted to know if he had watched the qualifying for Daytona on Sunday.
A little bit. Not all of it, just a little bit. I was watching Illini basketball. It was a juggling act that others probably just didn't pay much attention, but a little bit. What did I miss?
Did you have any idea what was going on?
No.
Yes. Neither did I.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. Odd.
What was odd? Explain for people who don't know what either you are talking about.
It was, they had, well, you qualifying for 70-plus years, they just have the cars run around mm-hmm. two laps,
yeah.
and they pick your fastest lap.
Take your fastest lap. That's what they do.
They had all the cars lined up with their nose against the pit road, and they had a big clock in the corner, and NASCAR basically said, go. And the crews jumped across the wall, pushed the cars out, and raced to the end of pit road where they had to wait for 60 seconds. And there were cars slamming into each other, the one guy literally driving backwards. And all I could basically hear was Terry going, what are you doing?
You know, couldn't figure it out, so I went back to the basketball game. I thought I'd missed something, you know, about how they were doing things these days. I thought, well, okay, that's an interesting wrinkle or whatever the hell you're doing. I didn't even know it was odd. I mean, I generally just watch the race. I'm not much for qualifying, also. I realized that we're sort of that part of the season where you get to see, you know, if you're really bored, there's always something, if you like auto racing. I don't watch much qualifying. I mean, I do enjoy the races, but I didn't know that.
I don't understand.
And I didn't understand what was going on either.
They raced through pit road and then stopped and then started?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're the NASCAR guy.
Yeah, but not that.
You're the racing expert.
That's no, I'm not. Not on that one, I'm not.
Northside Mike, welcome to the Score.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I got two quick questions. Will the White Sox be able to trade for pitching halfway through the season at the trade deadline? If they're in contention,
they might not need it if Carlos Rodon's ready to go.
Okay. And the football question is, if Flacco regresses, if Baltimore takes a step back, are people going to stop talking about Cutler as being a quarterback killer? as being a coach killer, instead of talking about Trestman as being a quarterback killer.
No, he's a coach killer.
No, Cutler is an established coach killer.
Yeah, by the numbers.
Yeah,
he's a coach killer.
That you can't really argue anymore.
Yeah.
Because of expectations, because of temptation, because of everything you think he's going to be, always mesmerized by the possibility, and everybody gets mesmerized, and then they're fired.
Mm-hmm. Fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, fired. Yeah, no, he's not, don't try to save Trestman because he's an idiot.
Right, and one isn't necessarily connected to the other.
No,
Trestman can be an idiot, and Jay Cutler can get a lot of coaches fired.
Yes,
I don't think there needs to be mutual exclusivity in those two things there.
No,
that's why it's a bad combination.
It's a bad combination with anybody, though. I mean, you can't blame Trestman for all of that. I mean, I saw some of it. I didn't see all of it. But no, you can't blame him for that. But look at what Cutler's done since he's been here. Look at the bodies he's got stacked up. You don't escape that reputation a bit. And he's not going to change. This is not going to be, oh my God, he finally got with Gase. He's got there. No.
Yeah, I mean, the list is there.
It's too impressive. It's too many dead bodies.
Mark Trestman, Mike Martz, Mike Tice, Ron Turner, Shane Day, Jeremy Bates.
Jeremy Bates, yeah.
I mean, any...
His old buddy. Had to have this. His old buddy.
Right. It's just name after name.
And Regina Rice has control
name
over all of them.
Oh, she does.
She does.
Good for her.
She's got the paperwork.
Pop another bottle of bub up at the spa.
I mean, come on. You don't escape that because, you know, he has some sort of success in this with his team, which I doubt anyway.
Yeah, I did not know that Regina Rice got every one of those Bears to sign over all of their assets to her before they were fired.
That's why she's in the spa with the champagne.
Yep. That's why she's celebrating. Yep.
Yep. She's got them all.
We're Boers and Bernstein second half at the bottom of the hour. Got some baseball things I want to get to there. You got the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The Amari era has ended, and if you haven't read Amari Stoudemire's exit poem, it is highly recommended. I've seen gracious athletes take out full-page ads. I've seen bitter athletes peace out like bags. But in all my years and all my time, I have never seen one leave a city with a gift of rhyme. Quote, NYNY, what a beautiful city. A place where you can hang out with Anna, Jay-Z, and Diddy. Home of Stat City and the Knicks tape originator. Shalom to all my fans. Salute to all my haters. Straight fire. And I can't help but admire Shakespeare's Stoudemire. Good guy, good player, terrible knees, and the New York Knicks heard his pleas. He asked to be waived, a contender he craved, and now with the Mavericks, he hopes to be saved. His knees may be jello, but at least he's not running with Melo. He goes from Philip the Triangle Dictator to Cuban the Constant Innovator. Shalom to all his fans, salute to all his haters. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
You know, for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
Did your mother's...
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS. This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Friday, join 670 The Score's midday show with Matt Spiegel from 9 a.m. to 1 and the Boers and Bernstein show from 1 to 6 p.m. live from the Hyundai broadcast at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show, where everyone's talking about the new Hyundai Santa Cruz concept CUV. See it for yourself when it joins the award-winning lineup of Hyundai vehicles at the Hyundai booth from February 14th through the 22nd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He was fine with holding players accountable. Enforcing team rules. And if Jonathan Vilma called the meeting, everybody was there. So when I think of leadership, it's really that, you know. And, you know, what's best is when your best players are your best leaders. And in New Orleans, that was Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma when we won the Super Bowl.
That is Ryan Pace about a month ago visiting with Lawrence Holmes and Pat Manley right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And as you point out, that's exactly what the man said.
That's not what you have here. And if you bring some people back, you will not have that.
You will not. You will not get your wish immediately. You, sir, will have to work very hard on this one.
So Dan Dirk and I have been putting this together. You want your Jay Cutler death list here?
Yeah, give me the Jay.
Here are the heads. These are the heads that
he wants to
rolled.
Lose his reputation, of course. Yeah.
These are just Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Merely on the Bears, I've got 9 coaches invested in Cutler who've been fired. 9. Trestman, Cromer, Tice, Martz, Turner, Day, Hamilton, Bates, Kavanaugh. 9 names. And the funny thing is, Pep Hamilton, who Cutler didn't have the time of day for, not the chain day, didn't have the time of Hamilton for day, the time of day for Hamilton, that he's going to probably end up being a head coach in the NFL.
His reputation has grown, yeah.
But look at that. I mean, how can you argue that?
Yeah, well, if he plays well with that, loses his reputation. What? It's like, well, he's committed 9 murders, but then what he did, he stopped? Do you think he's still a murderer?
Well, that's like the Brandon Marshall thing. You have any number of police run-ins for abusing women. It's like, well, he hasn't done it in a while.
Yeah, hasn't done it in a while. Everything's been fine. He's not losing that reputation, and everybody in the NFL knows it because they pay attention to everything that goes on. They know, and I don't look. You look around the league. There's several teams that all feel like they're desperate for a quarterback. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't think that desperate quite runs in Jay Cutler's direction where it might have before he got here. I don't know. I don't think that desperate quite runs in that direction. I think some of them would rather stay desperate rather than trying to bring him in.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying, don't forget Angelo, Emery, and Lovie Smith. Yeah, I can't. But I was just really looking at more offensive-minded guys. Because I know that, Lovie Smith, he was connected to him. But
he was fired at 10-6. So, I don't know. Yeah, it didn't work for him enough. They didn't make a Super Bowl, but it didn't work for him enough, I guess, with Rex, with this to get where you want it to go. But I think the guys closest to him are better.
Yep. But, Smith should be on the list. But so that would make it an even 10.
Okay.
But as far as the offensive guys who are forced every year to say the same things, the same things of, he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant.
He knows the whole thing already.
No one's ever seen anything like this. He was the smartest guy I've ever seen. Just terrific, dedicated, great leader. So smart.
Yeah,
how many times would people say it and it would be wrong?
It's wrong.
Southside, Rashawn is on the score.
Man, I'm not going to let you go through a whole segment talking about Jay Cutler got people fired. When last year, when people were saying that, you were going off on him and saying, no, he didn't. Stop calling here saying that he got people fired. And now you want to run some numbers down?
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No,
you said it last year.
No, I didn't.
You did not want anybody to call to say Jay Cutler got somebody else fired. When they got Jay Cutler, people were calling in saying, hey, this man got people. He's a coach killer. You said you didn't want no part of that conversation.
Well, when the Bears signed him, I thought that was the case. I thought that there was a lot of unclear evidence as to with Josh McDaniels and everybody else as to who was at fault. Now we know.
And now it's clear.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, when the Bears got him, I was over the moon.
Yeah.
I was ecstatic.
Guilty.
But I thought it was fair criticism to say that everywhere he goes, whoever is there, all of a sudden they're gone.
Right, but at the time, there was no everywhere he goes because he'd only been in one place.
Exactly, but he's been in one place and you just named 9 coaches.
Right, because now we have more evidence. We have more data now.
Oh, well, add that 9 plus the ones in Denver and we see what we come up with. So the question would be then, since now Jay Cutler doesn't have that blanket, he doesn't have the blanket whereas the coach is going to be gone before him. What kind of player do you expect him to be?
Maybe not a Bear.
Attitude-wise or just not a Bear, period?
Not a Bear, period.
Okay.
Isn't that the way to go?
Be fine with me.
Is there any other way to go? I don't think anybody's dumb enough to think this brings you anything. I think John Fox is sitting back thinking, yeah, we got the world whipped with this because we'll do this. Well, no, they don't think that way at all.
No, there's a financial aspect now that they have to understand and figure out. That they've got to
mad about.
That they've got to calculate what they could do, even if they wanted to move on earlier. Maybe they're going to sit down with them and they'll also be mesmerized. Maybe,
I think it's about, what is it, 2 or 3 years ago I gave up the ghost. I don't know. It's been a while now.
You know,
What
if Cutler does it to them too? What if John Fox comes out and goes, oh, you know, I wasn't sure, but boy, this guy's just brilliant. He's saying all the right things, and we believe this is it. We're going forward. I mean, could that happen? Or do you think Fox is too smart for that?
Too smart for that.
And has talked to too many people.
Too many people.
Norwood Park. This is Joel on the score.
Okay. I got a question or a comment that just kind of entered my mind right now when you were talking about Jay Cutler. I think one of the main problems over Jay Cutler in the last couple of years is that he's had nothing to work with.
Oh, come on.
He's got no offensive line.
Joel, he every time there's been an excuse.
He's got one lineman, Kyle Long.
Every time there's been an excuse for him, every time. How many coordinators can you go through? How many offensive linemen? How many receivers? He has had everything. There's always been something. He needs this, he needs this, he needs this.
It's not his fault.
It is. Oh, it is his fault.
Oh, my God.
It's not his fault.
Wow, you have some kind of brain injury?
100% wrong.
I'm 100% right.
No, you're 100% wrong. Do you have a TV?
I'm 100% right.
No, Joel.
Let me ask you this.
We're going to get you a television, I think.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
I don't want to buy him a television. I'm not bringing
him. How would you like to be on a team that had the worst defense in the Bears' history for 2 years?
Okay.
How would you like to be the quarterback on that team?
Joel, we're gonna send you to a remedial football watching facility.
How would you like to spend 10 plays trying to make a touchdown, the other team scores in 3 plays? Okay. That is not Jay Cutler's fault.
Okay, Joel. He is
100% right.
Is 100% right?
You're 100% wrong.
I think he's a confused person, but that's okay.
He is a confused person, but we invite them.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right. And there he was.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
He was referring to himself, Dan, when he said he's 100% right.
Okay, I was just weird, and all of a sudden he went outside his own body to refer to himself.
He needed some verification. He went outside himself, and he found out that he was right.
Okay.
Oh, man.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. NFL Combine underway today. Ryan Pace and John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. Mike Florio with Mully and Hanley this morning to talk about the Bears switching to a 3-4.
If you've already got personnel for one type of defense and you're making a change, how are you going to change on the fly? It's like switching out a tire on a moving car. You don't have a lot of an opportunity to get yourself where you need to be right away. And the smart way to do it is coach the guys you have.
You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Hub Arcus joins B&B at 5 to discuss the combine and the Bears' place there and their future in this offseason. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Mari Stoudemire is joining the Dallas Mavericks. The NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career. And Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Join the Score and Steve McMichael live from 1 to 3 on Friday from the
Champagne
Hyundai
Room
Experience at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
I'm ready for the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
Talked a bunch of stuff on the first half of the show, a little bit about the macabre mystery surrounding Ernie Banks, and now you've got three parties involved, and you've got suspicions, and you've got Regina Rice celebrating for some reason. Not sure what she's celebrating, but then Steve Croft came over to grab the champagne out of her hand.
Hey, he made his appearing again, finally.
I know.
60 Minutes. He's back.
Some Bears, some Bulls.
Dripping in champagne.
Some Banks is pretty much what this has been.
So, I see today, just taking a look around the NFL, that Ray Rice is attracting no interest from NFL teams. He was reinstated by the NFL in late November. 2.5 months later, he's still waiting for the first phone call from an interested team. It's a league of second chances, but it's still a tough sell for Ray, an unnamed NFC general manager told Aaron Wilson of the Baltimore Sun. Despite the lack of interest so far, let me just say this, that while this, you know, his actions and the kind of guy he is hurt him, you know what hurts him more? He can't play. He can't play. I mean, you're sort of making him like this experiment. That, okay, all right, you know what you're getting here, but here he is, and he's out there.
He's not 22.
Play. Yeah, he can't play.
With Jason Giambi officially deciding that he's done, thought we'd look over his numbers, his similarity scores, and say yay or nay Hall of Fame. And forget him. This is independent of any of your PED issues here. First blush, I would say he is not a Hall of Famer.
No.
Despite his big numbers, his slash line of 277, 399, 516 for a 916 career OPS, 440 home runs. Here are his 10 most similar players going from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Two of whom, you will notice, are Hall of Famers. And his number one most similar was a guy who we talked about also as in this same conversation because he was on the ballot. Andrew Jones, Fred McGriff, Jeff Bagwell, Andres Galarraga, Willie McCovey, Willie Stargell, David Ortiz, Jose Canseco, Paul Konerko, Carlos Delgado. That is your power hitter list of the not quites, except for Stargell and McCovey. There may be eventually Bagwell.
You know that there's some things about him. Like he did overcome the steroids thing. I mean he's not tainted like the others. He's tainted somewhat as all are, but not as bad as some who you know are just screwed. At least in some guys' eyes for a while. Although I think that will change. Obviously that played a role in his greatness for a while there. But even given all that and the longevity and everything, that's just not a Hall of Famer. Well, you know, this may not be sports related, but it's listed under motor racing and speed. We had a horrible accident over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this. The 27-foot-long Oscar Mayer Wienermobile crashed into a pole near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yep, Central Pennsylvania makes weird things happen.
I was thinking the same damn thing. Fortunately for Oscar Mayer fans, this is one of the many Wienermobiles out there. You know, when I was a kid, the damn thing would come to Steger. I mean, there had to be a million of them if that thing's in Steger.
It came to the Marianos in Roscoe Village. There's a lot of them.
Yep. Despite having heavy damage to the vehicle's windshield and bun. No. He hurt his bun. My bun hurts. No injuries were reported, so let the jokes commence. And I think we have. But yeah, I saw that and I thought, damn. I'd like to drive a Wienermobile into a pole.
Jay Zawoski. Right into him.
That too.
Wait, by every measure, the Philadelphia Phillies are going to be awful this year.
Yes,
and,
they are.
And we know it.
They can't get rid of them. Right.
And this, they're going to just be a terrible team. It's going to be a long, miserable, awful year.
Yeah.
Yet they still have Chase Utley. They still have Cliff Lee, and most importantly, they still have Cole Hamels.
Yes, they do.
And I saw a really bad article written about Cole Hamels and about, well, you know, this is why his one loss record is what it is. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. And I guess the writer of this article thought that people would be scared off by his one loss record. Oh. And I would say that is not possible because no one cares and no one is even looking at that. It's not a consideration. It has nothing to do with how good a pitcher he is. If you're the Cubs, I think if you're going to make the move, it isn't something you want to sit around and wait until the trade deadline midseason because of his age. You want those wins to be your wins. And maybe there's a premium you pay to do it now, but why not? You got the number one system in the majors. You are flush, and you probably know who of your prospects you think is good and you think is bad. And maybe some of these names just haven't shown yet that they're not as good as everybody thinks. Isn't this the ideal time, even if it looks like people think you're overpaying? And maybe in your heart of hearts, you think you are a little bit too, but why not?
You would do it.
Why wouldn't
Without
you?
Without question.
Why not? Why not?
I'd really have to think about it. I'd have to think about all of this.
Once you spent on Lester, when you change the clock, You changed your clock.
Yeah, the clock has changed.
Once you made that move, had they not signed Lester, I would have thought, well, you know, I don't know if this is something you want to do. But there's no half-assing this. What's your downside? What's your downside?
I'd have to think more about it. I'm just not. You know, I like Cole Hamels a lot. I do.
See, I can give you the downside. The downside is he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, that is a problem. Yeah. I just think at this stage, and knowing what we know about him and the injury problems he's had and all the other stuff that goes on, I know you roll the dice sometimes in baseball, as you do all sports. Sure, let's roll the dice on this one. Let's go ahead, because this could be a boon for us. This could be the guy we needed. I guess what scares me is a consistent injury thing that has kept him from pitching. I mean, when you look at it, that's it. That's the second half. We do it every damn day. We always ask what you think of this or the other things we've talked about, including we found a guy who loved Jay Cutler. It took us a while. 3-1-2. Yeah,
even though he really has no idea that the Bears in 2013 gave up the fourth fewest sacks in the league, and they had the second most productive group of receivers.
He couldn't do anything behind that offensive line, and these two defenses stopped him too from scoring, apparently.
Right. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers really had that problem too, didn't he? Okay, well, Danny Ecker's going to join us to give us the latest on what's going on at Wrigley Field. Yeah, get here, get the score.
On the 2015 NFL Combine from The Score. Listen for live reports from our Bears experts. Hub Arkish, Patrick Menele, Zach Zateman, and Dan Durkin. All reporting live from the Combine. With the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears' top picks in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Cassidy, Tire and Service.
Tires, service, all in one place. Cassidy Tire and Service is the one stop to keep your vehicle running right. Cassidy is Chicagoland's tire experts. We stock a perfect match to your car, truck, van, or SUV, all at low, competitive prices that will fit your budget, too. Little changes can make a big difference in your car's performance. Cassidy can swap out your old air filter in just minutes. Stop in now and save on any new Delco battery in stock. Change out your old wiper blades. Plus, Cassidy can save you money on your next oil change, brake service, coolant flushes. For tires and service made simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's Tire and Service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family.
Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Right on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We were lucky enough that there was some opportunities to buy the land, like the land across the street on Clark Street, and now there's some opportunities to buy a rooftop here or there. Like, we want to control the game, but we want to control the experience. And also, outside the park, it's also a little embarrassing that Clark Street looks like it does after... You know, I think the alderman even said it to me. Clark Street looks like it did 40 years ago or 50 years ago. Like, we can do better.
That is Tom Ricketts. He said that on Inside the Clubhouse a few weeks ago. 345 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
You can follow Danny Ecker on Twitter, at Danny Ecker. He writes a lot of sports business stuff for Crane Chicago Business, and he's with us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Well enough. And a surprise little lawsuit popped up with a couple of the continually recalcitrant rooftop owners. The rest have sort of fallen in line, but this appears to be some kind of last-ditch attempt to defray some of the cost of an investment that just keeps dropping in value. Is that how you read it?
Essentially here. I mean, you know, this was really, I guess, what the Ricketts were saying they didn't want to happen, you know, over a year ago, when they were saying, oh, we're not going to start until we get some sort of guarantee from the rooftop owners. They're not going to sue. Basically, you just have the owners of a couple rooftops. These are the two, actually, it's the two rooftops that are on either side of that Miller Lite sign that everyone knows. And they're both on Sheffield. And basically what's happened is, you know, they filed a motion for a temporary restraining order and an injunction that would prevent the team from putting up these signs. It's kind of their, you know, we're up against it now, and this is the lawsuit they filed. And we'll see what a federal judge thinks about that pretty soon.
Now, before I ask the question, Danny, you do not have Ernie Banks' body, do you? You're not involved in this in any way?
I thankfully, no.
Okay, so we're checking with every
guest. We're checking with everybody, because no matter what. Know, and big shooters like you, we don't know. You probably got room to stow them somewhere, and then wait, see what happens.
You keep asking, you're going to find it.
Now, when you look at this, and Tom Ricketts has been very adamant about this. He's been on the station. He's been all over the place with this Cub experience. I mean, he is really. I love this plan. I mean, I love this thing from the beginning. I don't care about these rooftop owners. They'll immediately go away. But this whole plan is: can this really all work? Is this all doable and everything is going to be fine? Because we already know it's going to be late and people are mad about that and this, that, and the other stuff. But Danny, this is really going to be quite something when it's done. I don't know when it's going to be done, but it'll be quite something.
Well, sure. I mean, it's a total transformation of the whole area. I mean, this is going to be, you know, it will not look anything really like it does in terms of the area around the park. It's going to be a totally different area. You know, what they'd like to do is, you know, they've talked about this whole plaza next to Wrigley Field they're building. They want it to be, you know, they're going to have a clock tower there on the Cubs office building. They want it to be the central time zone, you know, version of the New Year's Eve ball drop. I mean, they want this place to be a destination, and that's what they're working toward. But, you know, these outfield signs have just been a thorn for them, obviously with the rooftops. Or some of the rooftops selling, some that are not, that are fighting for what they can.
See, it looks to me though that as messy as this is, and all he's talking about, and Clark Street looks bad, and they're not going to be done, and there's rats running around, and everybody's
around,
and there's the court issues. The bottom line: this is what these projects look like. This is what happens, and there will be legal hiccups, and there will be delays in the schedule. There will be things that don't go quite right, but I think that they're on the right side of this now. When you're holding a Joe Madden press conference at a George Lucas owned establishment, you know that in the big picture, I think that the arrow of the whole thing, on the field, off the field, even though it's ugly right now, that smart people over there and the big picture forward thinkers are pretty confident that this thing's pointed up.
And they also, you know, the Cubs almost always, in every case, every step of this process, have the fans, the diehard fans on their side, who don't really care. They don't really want to be bothered with this kind of stuff. They just want, you know, if this is going to help the team, go ahead. We'll support you. You know, and the rooftops don't really have any sort of, public opinion backing them to say, you know, these guys have a rightful claim in any way, shape, or form. And we may find out that they do, you know, if a judge rules that way. But, you know, it's just, this is, you knew this was going to be messy. Yep. Ultimately, this is an asset that is, on one hand, a city asset, you know, that's a tourism boosting destination. On the other hand, it's a neighborhood asset. And so balancing those two is not easy.
Yeah, I love I know some of the neighborhood too who complain about this, that, and the other stuff. Dan, you know, when you bought into that place, did you not pass Wrigley Field? I mean, I just love this whole thing. It just amazes me sometimes when I read what people are saying and what they're doing while this is happening. It's like, well, they're doing this, and I don't like this, and I don't like. Well, dude, Wrigley wasn't there when you bought over there. I mean, I some of this stuff is beyond me.
Well, if you go to enough of the neighborhood meetings that I've gone to, it's. Mm-hmm. You start to roll your eyes after a little bit, but these are the people that are vocal. And, you know, it's funny when you talk about Tom Tunney and all the grief he got as sort of this villain early on in this saga. You know, he was really representing those who are property owners, some of them who are property owners who are vocal in that, in his ward. So, you know, those of us who weren't showing up to those meetings and voicing their opinions, he wasn't really representing those voices.
Well, and apparently he was removed from the picture, as unpredictable as he was, and that's what became difficult for everybody. I know that Rahm Emanuel was frustrated because every time they thought they had Tunney under control, he would just kind of pop back up again to be heard to grandstand for something, as is often aldermanic want. But it looks like on the big picture political end, too, that that's kind of over. That we don't need the backroom deals. We don't need the influence peddling anymore. Because once this got through the landmark committee, whatever the rooftops say, hey, the committee approved it. It's their property. And some of that stuff, at least, that's one of the major hurdles that likely now we're not going to hear about anymore. Correct?
That's probably true. But keep in mind, you know, that this temporary restraining order and you know, subsequent preliminary injunction, if that comes to pass, you know, could certainly push this back, you know, not sure exactly how long, but that's definitely, you know, it is another hurdle to clear. This is not, you know, not necessarily done. But in terms of, you know, dealing between the Cubs and the mayor's office, it looks at this point like we're done with that. But this is not totally in the clear, ready to, you know, move forward yet. You know, we could potentially, if the rooftops get their way and what they're looking for here, we could have a bunch of support beams, you know, when the season starts, and no signs that go up until some of this is sorted out.
But, yeah, I just don't see how you can get, as I understand the idea of a temporary restraining order, that is only as a last gasp if there is no other remedy at law reasonably available, which just isn't the case here.
Right. Well, and that's what we'll have some clarity on that potentially tomorrow when this thing's supposed to be heard by a federal judge.
You know, I really hate them all. So I hope this, I don't know why I've always hated the rooftop owners. There's just something about it I never liked. It made me uncomfortable.
They're selling something they don't own.
Yeah, it just made me uncomfortable. So if this thing eventually, you know, Danny, gets squashed like a bug, I mean, I'm for that. I'm not necessarily for that, you know, slamming the little guy, except callers. But, this is something that actually pleases me. Does that make sense to you? I mean, I don't know how many people feel that way yet. Like, I'm tired of it. I've listened to it for forever with this stuff, and I just can't take it anymore.
Well, no, there's no question that everyone is tired of this. I mean, I as a reporter, it's almost like this thing is just, you know, this never ends. It's an ongoing soap opera, so it keeps me busy. but for most of the world, you know, of course everyone's tired of hearing about it. But at the same time, you know, you have to, if you put yourself in the shoes of some of these rooftop owners, regardless of whether you think they're right to be running businesses as they are, you know, the fact is they've been running these businesses and signed deals and spent a lot of money based on those deals that they made with the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's in some of these cases, when you talk to these people, you look at them and you say, well, that's just not a great situation to be in as they are now, but you don't automatically look at them and say, well, whatever, you guys are just, you know, making money off someone else's product anyway, because they spent a lot of money, a lot of them, to upgrade their buildings based on these deals. And, you know, they're now leaning on those deals and hoping that they don't crumble out from underneath them.
Danny, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
And give back Ernie, would you, Danny? Please.
Yeah, we think you're lying about
give
Ernie.
Give back Ernie. Come on.
Yeah, he's.
I'll do my own questioning on that. I'll see if I can do some.
See
more
if you can
for
find
you.
Out what happened.
Thanks, Danny.
Here, my
Danny Ecker, Crane, Chicago Business. Charlie Pierce joins us next on Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start.